the rest of the story. With clenched fists, Will McLean rubbed his eyes in disbelief. His house guests, who only moments before had behaved so splendidly, were absconding with his private property. The thievery had begun innocently enough. A man named Phil had admired a small table in Will's parlor. Phil had asked, "How much would you take for it?" To which Will politely answered that the table was not for sale. To which the visitor promptly responded by thrusting $20 into Will's hand and walking off with that piece of furniture. "Now hold on," Will began, but no sooner had he uttered those words than another gentleman, admiring another table, offered $40 for that. "But you don't understand," Will began. Yet before he could finish his sentence, the second table was on its way out of the house. Then Phil's brother grabbed a handsome stone inkstand. Then a man named O'Farrell took a chair. A fellow named Sharp, eyeing a lovely pair of brass candlesticks, insisted that Will accept $10 for them. But Will said, "I don't want to sell my candlesticks." Glancing down, he found $10 in his hand, and glancing up again, he saw the man walking away with the candlesticks under his arm. Three of Will's remaining guests, who had found a child's doll sitting in a quiet corner, began tossing the hapless toy from one to another. When Will looked for them a second time, the three men and the doll were gone, and the looting frenzy had only begun. As Will McLean angrily flung the money in his hand to the floor, his guests continued to carry off his possessions. As some struggled, removing the larger furniture, others slashed upholstery and smashed small caneback chairs and fought like tigers over the remnants. Then Will looked out the window, and to his horror, strangers were trampling his garden and ripping up flowers, and his tree, his beloved apple tree, was being attacked as though a swarm of locusts had descended upon it. The men began taking its branches, and then they lopped off the larger limbs. Then a sturdy-looking fellow seized an axe and chopped the entire tree down. And finally, when there was nothing left of it above ground, the men dug up its roots and took the roots away, leaving where the tree had stood a hole in the ground deep enough to bury a tool shed. And before Will could fully comprehend what had happened, the men had fled, leaving the scene of devastation that had been his yard and the ransacked shell that had been his home. For all through the incredible conflict the history books call the American Civil War, a man named Wilmer McLean did all he could to get away from it. From the Battle of Bull Run, which was fought only a few yards from Will's house, the McLean family moved several times, attempting to steer clear of the clashing armies, until finally they settled in a sleepy Virginia village that seemed as far from the fray as one could get. And yet if Will McLean managed to elude the war itself, he had not imagined the mayhem that might follow it. For it was utterly innocently, it was almost accidentally, that Will opened his home to General Robert E. Lee for the purpose of conceding defeat to General Ulysses S. Grant. Immediately following which, Will's home, Will's property, was besieged by souvenir-seeking soldiers of every rank, including General Philip Sheridan himself, in a tiny town that has become historically synonymous with surrender, called Appomattox Courthouse. And now you know the rest of the story.